الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. We discussed yesterday very little of the great virtues of the month of Ramadan, and the hadith of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we should try and revise it many times, because it will instill in us the great value of this great month of Ramadan. We read in this one other hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that he heard our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, verily Jannat becomes perfumed with the sweetest fragrance in Ramadan. This Allah Ta'ala does, and the whole of Jannat, as vast as it is, in the month of Ramadan, it is made, there is so much of fragrance. And what fragrance! From the beginning of the year till the end, it is being brightly decorated for the coming of this blessed month. Allah Ta'ala decorates it, makes it more beautiful, you know, from the beginning of the year, which is from Muharram right till Shaban, because a very great occasion. In the eyes of Allah, it is a very great occasion that is coming. And when the first night of Ramadan appears, a wind blows from beneath the arsh. It is called Muthira. When the first night of Ramadan, usually we read this hadith at the end of Ramadan. Let us realize at the beginning of Ramadan what this great month is. A beautiful wind blows from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which is called Muthira, and causes the leaves of the trees of Jannat to rustle and door handles to sound. It is that Jannat is decorated. There is beautiful sound also that is emanated, and which makes a person feel so happy, and in such a ecstatic state he comes, whereby setting forth such a melodious sound as had never been heard before. The dark-eyed damsels, the Hurul Een of Jannat, then step forth till they appear in the center of the balconies of Jannat, exclaiming, and that is on the first night of Ramadan. And then this beautiful Hurul Een come forward, and they say, is there anyone making dua to Allah for us, that Allah may join us in marriage to him? They are desirous for the people, for the man of this dunya, for the righteous man, the beautiful Hurul Een. Yeah, in this world, if any person is thinking of getting married, and a woman proposes, come forward, he becomes so happy. Yeah, the Hurul Een are proposing, and they are asking if there's anyone who will come and will get married to us. Is there anyone? Right. Then these damsels call out, O Ridwan, keeper of Jannat, what night is this? They also to show the greatness of the month of Ramadan, the first night, they ask, what night is it? He replies, Labbaik, this is indeed the first night of Ramadan, when the doors of Jannat are open, and to those who observe the fast from among the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says, O Ridwan, open the doors of Jannat, and O Malik, the keeper of Jahannam, close the doors of Jahannam for those who fast from among the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah announces further, O Jibreel, proceed down to the earth and bind the rebellious shaitans, put them in chains and cast them in the oceans, so that they make no mischief, thereby spoiling the fast of the ummah of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then also further, Allah commands a caller from the heavens to call out three times every night of the nights of Ramadan, is there anyone begging of me that I might grant him his desire? Is there anyone repenting to me that I might turn in mercy to him? Is there anyone begging for forgiveness that I may forgive him? Who is there who shall give a loan to the one whose wealth does not diminish, and the one who duly fulfills without unjust deductions? So we can see what a great month this is, that in every aspect, how Allah, in His kindness and mercy, and there is absolutely no doubt, our iman is on the hadith, that the rebellious shayateen are chained. It is a different thing, that we have made friends, and our nafs, we have made it. It's a common saying, old habits die hard. So we made habits in ourselves of our sins, and we carry it forward in Ramadan also. Any person who is writing up his cash book, and he writes, carry it forward, and you carry forward sins for Ramadan, and you carry forward your bad habits for Ramadan, what kind of an accountant are you? So this is the month that Allah Ta'ala binds the rebellious shayateen. In other words, Allah from His side has made every provision that we get the full benefits of this month of Ramadan. And then Allah Ta'ala calls out that if there is anyone, or Allah says, tells a farishta to call out, what are your needs? What do you want? And I will grant them. This happens throughout the month of Ramadan. Then at iftari time, every day at the time of iftar, Allah sets free 1,000,000 souls from the fire of Jahannam, all of whom had already earned entrance into Jahannam. And this is all by the barakat of Ramadan. And the barakat of Ramadan is the barakat of the Quran Sharif. So how great is not this kitab, how great is not this month. On the last night, Allah Ta'ala's other favors appear on the last night. So, and the whole kitab, which we will hear inshallah after Isha, every night, and every masjid, alhamdulillah, and may Allah fill Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's qabr with noor over and over, what a compilation he has given to the ummah, and to understand the value of this great month of Ramadan. So, this kitab reading, when it takes place here, is not just a formality, not just to fill a gap, but it is a specific purpose, and we should listen to it with that. So this month of Ramadan is really a month of what great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. The whole system, one Japanese scientist who toured Pakistan about 3 years ago, he explained that water, if the ordinary water is water, and you look at it with a microscope, you see all the particles, everything. He says, as soon as you read Bismillah or any ayat of the Quran Sharif, the whole composition of that water changes. So in the same way, as soon as Ramadan comes, the whole system of the heavens and the earth to take a change. There is a great, great change. But unfortunately, we don't feel anything when we see the moon of Ramadan. The first night of Ramadan comes, we don't feel anything. A tremendous change comes in the whole system of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah has blessed us with this very great month. So on the one side are the great virtues, and on the other side it is for us to see how much we apply ourselves, and how much benefit we take, how much do we observe. And as we said, as we have read, all these virtues are for those who fast of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we had explained, that fasting is not staying hungry. Fasting is something else, and staying hungry is something else. And this comes clearly in the hadith, that a person who does not abstain from sin, Allah says, I have no need of his staying hungry. In a hadith it comes, many people from the staying awake at night, the tahajjud, they get nothing but tiredness. They get exhausted, they stayed awake. And they get nothing from the days of a day of Roza besides hunger. That is when we don't abstain from sin. So the basic sins which are connected to us, they are, as we have explained, that when we keep our Roza, staying away from food, drink, and our wives, our not satisfying our sexual desire, that is putting the foundation of the house. But the foundation alone is not the house. You have to pick up the walls, and then you have to do your plumbing, your electricity, all the roofing, all those things have to be done. Then the house has to be furnished, etc. Then you will call it a house. So that is when we also keep roza of the eyes, then this will become a roza. And roza of the tongue also, roza of the ears, roza of our thoughts, mind and heart, roza of our hands and feet, and then roza of the food that we eat. Make sure that it is halal food, healthy, wholesome, in which there is no doubt. That is also a very great ibadat. And then finally, to crown it all, that we don't develop a holier than thou attitude, that no pride comes into us, which Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, Hakimul Ummat, Mujaddid Millat, it said so beautifully, ke nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. Just to think I am right, I am all right, this is haram. A person has dropped already from the eyes of Allah. He is nowhere in the eyes of Allah. As soon as he thinks that I am pious, looking down upon somebody else, that is much more worse. That is out of the question. Maulana Mufti Ibrahim Saliji of Isipingo Beach, who was here, he says that Haji Ahmed Nakhuda has spent very many years, the major part of his life, over 50 years, 50, 60 years, he has spent in Medina Sharif. So he asked him, any striking thing that you came across over this number of years that you are in Medina Sharif? He thought for a while, he thought, then he said that one person from Pakistan, he had his whole life savings, and then he came to settle in Medina Sharif, to make hijrat and come in Medina Sharif. He came there and he was making lot of dua. Naturally, when you go, you need some place to stay, all that. So he made dua in Rawdatul Jannah. Commonly we say Riyadul Jannah, but the correct is Rawdatul Jannah. It is singular, it is not plural. So he was making lot of dua, and he got a sound from the unseen that go, all your intizam has been made for you, all your arrangements, your facilities have been made. In those days, Haram wasn't so big as it is now, there is a lot of extension, and you hardly take five steps and the buildings were on the other side, hotels, shops, etc. So one Arab called him as he came out of the door, and he said, I've got a place for you in my hotel. You stay there 2, 3, 5, 10 years, as long as you want to, free of charge. All your food arrangements, your room, everything has been made. He went, he stayed in Medina Sharif. Then what happened, and this is what I have to take a lesson, we all have to take a lesson. When we become used to a place, you lose the value of it. And also the adab, that is important. The month of Ramadan, many of us come in it with great enthusiasm and fervor. But then as the month carries on, our tarawih starts going, we become lax in many things. Our tilawat we become lax, our tarawih we become lax in many things. Anyway, so over the years, what terrible thing he developed was to speak bad about people, which is a common thing. We find fault in all the hajis, the people who come for umrah, we find fault in all these people, we find fault in other people here in the i'tikaf, whether you in jamaat, you find fault in other people, you go for umrah. One alim of South Africa, Allah grant him jannat, another alim who's still living, he says that they were in the haram very many years ago, and this one alim sitting in the haram and talk backbiting about other people. Okay, so there is a common thing, and we don't realize, in the name of mashura, in the name of tafaqqud, in the name of various things in the masjid, what wuzu we backbite about people. So this terrible thing came into him, speaking bad about people, and particularly about the Arabs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us very sternly, don't speak bad about the Arabs. And today they are the target of everything. Ulama are the target. Ulama also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with regard to the Sahaba, that fear Allah Ta'ala, don't open your mouth with regard to the Sahaba. And many people, this is the only discussion they can have, to find fault in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to find fault in our elders. So this habit he formed, Then one day he was again in Rawdatul Jannah and he heard a sound that you base and you terrible bad person, get out from here, get out from here now. He stepped out of Haram Sharif and that same Arab of 4 or 5 years ago, it happened about 5 years later, he told him, you get out of my holiday, our hotel, and by tonight you get out, you leave my hotel. So these are the things that when we don't appreciate and we start finding fault, etc. So these are very serious things. A poet says, this is a whole subject and inshallah we will come to it, but a poet says that it was my hobby finding fault in other people. Until my eyes fell on my own faults, then I had no time to look at the faults of others. But today sadly we don't see our own faults. And whatever happens to us is because of our actions. Somewhere our actions have an effect on us. A person is not affected by outer people. Allah uses them. There are two things that Allah Ta'ala, either by Allah's command, difficulty comes to us, or by Allah's permission. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That by the permission of Allah Ta'ala, Allah now allows difficulties to come to us. And that is also because of our actions. So we have to be very, very careful. So after keeping the roza perfectly, observing the Ramadan correctly, first of all, we don't do that also. But after doing it correctly, and then to have fear from Allah Ta'ala, that I don't know whether it's accepted or not. And it all depends on acceptance. By Allah Ta'ala, if it is, and Allah is Malikul Mulk. He is not under anyone whatsoever. He is not bound by any law. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَىٰ. He does as He pleases. Even if we 100% correct with all our niyat and everything, if Allah wants to reject it, it is fully up to Him. Of course, Allah is most kind and merciful, and we have full hope in the mercy of Allah, that Allah is so merciful that if, for example, in Jamaat Namaz, anything done in Jamaat, if one person is good in there, Allah accepts from everyone. Allah is so merciful. So we have full hope, but we can't hold anything to Allah. In other words, we must have no pride in us. No arrogance must come in us. Naz must not come in us at all. Naz means, like a wife, she usually makes naz with her husband. She's staying in the house, she's not earning anything, but how she'll shout her husband, you must do this, you don't do that, you do that. That is naz of a woman. She has got really, you can say, no right to do that. She's under the husband. She's in his house, eating his food, but how she controls him, how she shouts him, that is naz. So there should be no naz with Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, only niyaz, humbleness, begging of Allah Ta'ala, crying in front of Allah Ta'ala all the time. So when we keep our rozas like that, all these great virtues are for those people. But if we are just staying hungry, it must not happen living in a dream world. When we go in the qabr, we think I've deposited a lot. When we go there, we find nothing. There are various things. One is the Quran Sharif, the example it gives, that a person who makes lot of effort and then destroys it. Of that lady in Makkah Sharif, who used to weave cloth with her daughters from morning till afternoon and then start cutting it up. Every day same thing. So it must not happen that we make amal with the correct, with ilm, proper knowledge, with everything. And then we either ihsan jatana. We tell the person, I did this for you, I did this for you. How many of our good friends we get the complaints? They take their families for Umrah, then they tell them, you're costing me so much. Don't you realize how much I'm doing for you? All what we did, we destroy it. It Allah's fazal upon us that He took us to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. But then we go and destroy it. So we build up everything, how much we do, and we go and destroy it. Or we don't fulfill rights of the people whose rights are upon us. A person comes for itikaf, for example. One person came to spend chilla or 4 months by Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Hazraji asked him, what arrangements have you made for your family? Who will buy the goods for your family, the necessities, etc.? When he said that it was not proper arrangements, Hazraji, for you to stay in the Khanqah is no ibadat. You first go home and you make all your arrangements. You make the arrangements for the food of your family. Who will go and do the shopping? It must be a mahram, etc. She must be properly secured in a house, etc. You go and do that first, and then you come back. So many times we think we're making big ibadat, but somebody's right, we are crushing somewhere. So all what we are earning, it will go to those people. We are earning, and it will go to those people. Anyway, if it goes to a family person, not so bad still. It's in the family still. Though it's gone to, but backbiting, a person backbites of a person he dislikes. So then it is going into the account, you make all the money, and when you go to the bank, your opposition, the person you don't like, you bank it in his account. So how foolish isn't that? That we're making all our effort, and then we go in the qabr, and we see this is gone into that person's account, who we had so much dislike for. We did not agree with that person. And so we backbite it, it is all gone into that person's account. So a person has to be very careful. So the virtues of Ramadan, nobody, who can deny them? How great. But unfortunately, we are not even aware as far as ilm, zahiri ilm is concerned, of the virtues. Even when the kitab is read, many of us, we either sleeping also, or our minds and thoughts are somewhere else. We are not present, and we don't listen with talab also, with the desire that what is being read, and to get the benefit. And the example of that is, like Maulana Musa Patel read in the kitab, Maut Ki Yaad, Allah reward him, he reads it so beautifully and presents it so nicely, that we should seek Allah's protection from the adab of the qabr. But it doesn't dawn on us that we make the dua. So we are listening, but we are really not listening also. Right? And this is also a thing that we have to check ourselves very greatly. Once there was, I went to the mess. I mentioned this once in Madagascar, there also, and here in the mess also, all the students here who are becoming alims, etc. Madagascar, we were having a dawat, and there was a jamaat from India, we all were sitting. And after about 2 minutes into the meal, then I asked everyone, think for yourself. Did any one of us read Bismillah, or did you hear somebody reading Bismillah? We take it for granted. We shout the children, read Bismillah. But just check on ourselves. Any dawat, it can be ulama dawat, it can be whoever. Just check that are we reading ourselves Bismillah. And to make Allah shukr in between, that who, we don't think, we don't express that. And to say Bismillah is of the adab to say it a little loudly at the beginning of the meal. So that everyone also can be reminded. But even in good gatherings, we don't hear this. So we take many things for granted, we are doing it. But really, are we doing it or not? One time, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali went home, and the meal that was prepared was kadu, marrow, dodi. Next meal, again dodi. Next afternoon, again dodi. Next night, again. 2, 3, 4 days. So he asked his wife, what's happening here? One way, only dodi. So she told that I read in a kitab that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left dodi very much. And now is dodi season. It's very easily and very cheap available. So that's why it's now in the season. So I'm cooking it. Then it struck Maulana that we talk so much of sunnat, but one woman in her house, she was so conscious that she read in a kitab that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved dodi. Now she's just cooking dodi one way all the time. He says this put me into a position, and I said I have to take my stock of myself, that what is my position. He says I started checking myself from morning to night. Over 3 days, am I practicing on the sunnahs, or are we just in a dream world, khush fehmi, that we are talking about sunnah, but are we practicing them or not? And many times our wazifas also, when we go on safar, many times I see our friends, one way they talking, when I ask them wazifas, they say they finish. It's a miracle that how they manage it, that I just hear them talking one way, but the wazifas take a little time. But they say they finish already. Hey, Yasin Sharif to read in the morning, to read our other wazifas, basic wazifas. But friends are just talking all the time. So to check ourselves. So this month of Ramadan, which Allah has blessed us, what a great and auspicious month. But how much are we applying ourselves? If a person thinks he's working for the boss, end of the month, end of the week, he goes, it happens a lot with laborers. When they want to come collect their wages, they have to, but you were never here. You weren't working at all. And then a fight starts, that he thinks he was working, but he never worked at all. So whether we are working and we want the wages, and end of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr is a separate night. Eid's night is a separate night. And Laylatul Jaiza, Jalsa night of prize giving, that is a separate night. How many a person who thinks he'll get a promotion in his job, really I'm the right person. But when the announcement is made, somebody else's name is announced. And this person, it is like the earth is taken out from under him. That how come this happened? That how didn't I qualify? If in a Jalsa, how many we have the students, and how they come and actually fight with us, that we must give them a certificate, we must put the turban on, but they didn't qualify. How can it be done? So the same way it mustn't happen. May Allah protect us, that we have great hope in the qabr, there will be plenty, but it must not happen. Lene ko gaye, dene ke ho gaye. That we thought we were, when you sit with your partners to work out your account, you told the wife, we have made so much money, and in my share, I'm taking you for Umrah, I'm getting you a new house, I'm buying a new car, but when you go there, you realize you have to pay in. Forget you getting anything, how much you have drawn already in the year, and what your contribution was, at the end you realize, actually you have to be paying in. So in the same way, in the qabr, this must not happen. So this is a very, very great month that Allah has blessed us. From every aspect, Allah has blessed. The Sihri, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, you should tell Sahaba, come and share barakat food with me. Sihri is barakat food. If the food is barakat, the iftari is barakat, the roza is barakat, the taraweeh is barakat, everything, every moment, may be Allah ta'ala make us and the ummah realize what this great month is. The other aspect of this great month of Ramadan is that the Quran Sharif was revealed in this month. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. We revealed it in the night of power, laylatul qadr. Therefore that one night, khayrun min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months. So that one night in which the Quran Sharif was revealed, that how great. And by the barakat of that, Allah made the whole month so mubarak also. All the barakat. So the Quran Sharif, what a great kitab Allah has given us. And in various places, the Quran Sharif has defined itself, told itself what it is. Tibyan al-kulli shay. That it is, it explains everything. And explains everything, every has come in the Quran. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. And the Quran Sharif says, what Allah's Rasul has given you, you take that also. So the details of the broader principles of the Quran Sharif, namaz, aqimus salah, how many times in the Quran Sharif, how to perform namaz, you will find that in the hadith, that you will get in the hadith, and all the other details you will get in the hadith. And then Allah reward our fuqaha rahimahumullah. Allahu Akbar, the first and most honorable amongst them, Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, who took out where all the laws were scattered in the Quran Sharif. You will find one law one place, even the law or the laws of inheritance, which are famous that they are in the fourth supara, Yusikumullah, but all the laws are not there. Then other laws are in sixth supara, different places, all things. And this is also, I think, Quran Sharif, we can only understand when you put the whole picture together. Many people, modernists, who take out one ayat, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَ وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ, that these people, they will get Jannah. So say Jews will also go Jannah. Even the fire worshippers, the Quran says so. But look at the other ayat of the Quran. One ayat qualifies the other ayat. You have to put them all together. Just looking at one piece is like, in Arabia, Arab countries, you don't find elephants. So a circus came around, and an elephant also came. They brought an elephant also. So all were very keen. They heard, they saw pictures of elephants. They never saw a real elephant. Going to the place, some blind people also went. They also went and see the elephant. Blind people also, a blind person from overseas came for the World Cup also, to come and see all the soccer matches, a blind person from overseas. So blind people also have a lot of shock and desire also. So they also went and see the elephant. So afterwards they asked them, how was the elephant? They touched it. So the one said, it is like a tabletop, the one who felt it on the top. The other one said, it is like columns, the one who felt the legs. The other one said, it's like a big pipe, the one who felt the trunk. So everyone saw one thing of it, and that is how they defined it. So many of us, we take one part of Deen. Once we were in Lodium, and General Haqnawaz, who you came many times, and most probably has passed away now, and lot of tabligh work I learned from him, and he made a bayan. So some modernists came, and in the bayan they asked him that what about laysal birra, that that bir piety is not just making namaz. If you look at the ayat in the one form, Allah reward Maulana Musa Patel, he explained it very beautiful, that whole ayat. So they took out just a few points from there. Then General Sub just heard, and he said, read further also. Don't stop where you are stopping. Read further also what is written. Like for example, a person reads in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqrabu salah. Oh, you who believe, don't even go near namaz. And he stops there. That namaz, the Quran says, don't even go near namaz. But what is in front? Wa antum sukara. That was when liquor was not yet haram, and a person drank and is in a state of intoxication, then don't even go near namaz. But if you only stop there, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqrabu salah, then what meaning you will take out? Like that, endless things of the Quran Sharif. So you have to look at the whole Quran properly, with the hadith, the explanation. And to get the proper understanding, the hadith and the Quran, that will be from the Sahaba and all the ulama till today. Like for example, a person speaking on the phone, and he's saying, G, G, G. You understand? You can't hear what's coming from that side. You understand? Now he says, G. It's still the same word, but this G in that accent, what are you saying now? All the time you was agreeing what you were saying. Now in G is the same word, but the meaning is completely different. The same words, for example, a father tells his son, bring me water, when he's lying in bed at night. Naturally, we bring water in a glass. Sunday morning he's standing by his car. His sleeves have been folded up. He's got his bucket, soap, everything. And he tells his son, bring me water. Naturally now he doesn't want it in a glass. He wants it in a bucket now. He's going to wash the car. So if the same sentence, but the person who was present on that occasion will understand. Otherwise you will take out, and people with perverted minds have taken out what were things of the Quran Sharif. The same ayat, which was also discussed in the tafsir, that mutawafika, that O Nisa alayhi salam, we will give you more. This you cannot understand directly from the Quran. You'll make a wrong. You use the dictionary and you make tafsir, you'll go completely astray. Your whole aqidah will be destroyed. You'll be out of the fold of Islam. So therefore, you need the explanation of all the people from above, from who we got it. So, and anyway, so this Quran Sharif is a great, great ni'mat. One thing Allah said, tibyana likulli shay, everything. And from here also we should see, well, a very sad development in our times also, that now we look askance from the Quran for other places. How many people feel that until we don't read Harry Potter, and now something worse than that has come, we haven't got time to make tilawat, but we got time to read the voluminous works of Harry Potter and all the others. And what Shaitan puts, you must know about all these things. How many other things, wrong things, philosophies and things, and go into any bookshop, CNA, anywhere, and there's more than enough things on this. And today you don't even have to go CNA. People are spending endless days and weeks, not hours, on the computer, downloading, looking at this, and this is a great achievement just to be looking at, and we haven't got time to read Quran Sharif. Whereas the Quran Sharif is tibyan li kulli shay. Allah Ta'ala, who is wafauqa kulli dhi ilmin alim, the most knowledgeable is Allah. Allah's knowledge is unlimited. Every Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, utitul ilm al-awwaleen wal-akhirin, knowledge of the first and last people. But in front of Allah, it's not a drop in the ocean also. All the Anbiya alayhi salam put together, they haven't got any knowledge which was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his knowledge in front of a less knowledge also is not even a drop in the ocean. So a less knowledge and a less kitab which Allah has given us, and yet we can cast it aside, we got enough time for other things. And we, and also another very important point, that many people, it's a common thing, almost on everyone's tongue, time is going out so fast. No barakat in time. The reason for no barakat in anything, no barakat in the health, in the money, your money, you make a little bit of israf or tabzir, spending more money where less was enough, or where it was not necessary you spend even a little, the barakat will go out of your money. In your time, you spend a little time in some useless pursuit, whatever thing, and if it is guna, even worse, all the rest of your barakat, the time will go out. And those who look after their time, Allahu Akbar. If you go and see what we have seen, Hadrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah, the amount of work that he has done. And the people of before, one tafsir, 60 volumes. One kitab, 40. Today we can't even turn the pages in our time. Forget reading it, they wrote it, and they researched, and they studied, and they wrote all those, and no computers in those days, no printing machines and fax and copiers or anything. They wrote it by hand, and their lives, if you go and see, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what a young age he passed away. Maulana Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, about 39 years he passed away. And see the work what they have done. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandilwi, 49. You go and see their lives, how short their lives were. But what work? This is the barakat. And it's a common saying in English, look after the pens and the pounds will look after themselves. So the small things, if we count our words that we speak, see now what barakat Allah will give you in your speech. And if you check our time and our money, how we spend it, then you will see the barakat in our lives. Otherwise, whole life, there are those people who say, we don't get time for namaz also. They forget Quran Sharif Tilawat, because we don't spend our time correctly. No barakat. So no time, we just rush, and we try and justify ourselves. No time for this, no time for that. It is because the small things that we are not doing. Also, barakati comes when we destroy the rights of other people. We gave somebody an appointment, we just not worried about it. We don't keep to the, not interested. Sometimes you might have completely forgotten, sometimes maybe something happened and you couldn't do it. But just say we don't care for anyone. Appointment means nothing to us. Promises, money promises, we lend money, I promise to pay you this. We just don't worry. That person whole life has got financial problems. When we don't look after these things, your whole life you'll earn huge amounts also, but you've got financial problems. And a rich man, when he's in need, he's not in need of 5 rand, 10 rand. He's in need of 5 million and 10 million. A poor man is in need of 200 rand, 500 rand. That's a lot of money to him. But a rich man, and you, with earning 50 million, you'll still be short all the time. When Allah takes out the barakat, this is what Islam teaches us. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, this is what is barakat. And this is what is tasawwuf, to bring these things into our lives. We regard them as just nothing. How many people, I'll phone you, and we don't think of phoning the person. We don't, a person, somebody gave you a hadiah, you don't acknowledge it at all. In any way, how many institutions, no receipts are made. You don't acknowledge, then the barakat goes out of all that. So everything has to be done in order. Then see the barakat which Allah Ta'ala gives. And all these what we think are small things, they are very big things. So the month of Ramadan, what a great month. If we will observe it properly, we'll get enough time for our ibadat, for everything. And another thing is, the more we confirm to Allah, and we, not only the major things, the faraiz and that, but the smaller things also, then Allah gives so much barakat. Little food, how many of our mashayikh, Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, finjan is like what we call the zamzam cups, the glasses, the small ones. Only one of black tea he should have for iftari. That's all. And he had strength the whole day, continuously. How many of our buzurgs we read, they sleep so little. Allah gave barakat in that. When we do the right things and we stay away from the wrong, Allah gives barakat in this. But when we just take loans from people, left, right and center, false promises from all sides, you go deeper and deeper in your hole all the time. With getting so much, you just don't come out. You don't appreciate. The small things have a great, great value. So the Quran Sharif, tibyan al-likulli shay. And how many qualities of the Quran Sharif? The Quran Sharif itself has explained. Then what ulama have written, what kitabs, how many ash'ar and the hadith on the praises and what the Quran Sharif is. So what a great kitab Allah has given us. So, just one ayat briefly, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas. Ya Allah addresses the whole of mankind. Few places is an-nas. Mostly it is, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Few places, Allah has addressed people. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Allah says, a maw'iza, wa'az. Now before, when we were small, we should read on the masjid boards, there is going to be wise made. Now it's only lectures and bayans, but those days wise, that are wise, and those days very few ulama, so it was a very big thing, and the people all should rush to go and listen. Today we're getting plenty of bayans also, so we don't appreciate it also. Those days it was a very rare thing, so a wise. So Allah says, a waaz, admonishment, advice has come to you already. And from whom has it come? May Rabbikum, your Rabb. If we just have to think, that who is sending this, who has arranged this lecture program, this great lecture program, bayan program, it has come from Allah. Who is Allah? Allah didn't use min Allah, from Allah. Allah used one of his sifats. Who is your Rabb? The Rabb is the one who brought you into existence from non-existence. There was nothing about you. So much there was nothing about you. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. That even your zikr, forget your eyes or your nose or your backbone, you weren't even being talked about. Not your mother spoke about you, not your father spoke about you. It's only when the mother conceived, she told the father, I think now I'm expecting. Now they started talking, I hope it's a boy, a girl, Allah with ease and comfort, Allah give us a child, whatever all. Then they started talking about you, you were still nothing. You were just a, then you became, you were from a drop of sperm, dirty, napak sperm you were, which was made from napak blood, which was made from mud, when all the sand and mud, that is what you are. Okay, so anyway, this is what insan was at one time. And who made him? Allah Akbar. How Allah, fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. How Allah made you from stage to stage. And Allah, what a great, how perfectly and how beautifully Allah Ta'ala. So that is Rabb. And then Rabb is He who brought you into this world. From the womb of your mother, which a mother will say is a matter of life and death. When a child was born. And how careful you have to be with the birth of a child. Just if they have to press the skull, which is still very soft at that time. How many children have deformities? Because a bone got damaged in childbirth, the skull got damaged in childbirth, whatever else can go wrong. Who brings so many people, healthy people in the world? This is only the work of that is Rabb. And then when you are in this world, you couldn't speak. You didn't know a thing. You didn't know what your food is. Who is your mother? Who made you accustomed to your mother and gave the love of the mother? Who put the mother's love, your love in the mother's heart so that she goes out of her way to look after you? And then again, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that who is Allah Ta'ala? فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam, who is your Rabb? Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam replied, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is the architect of everything He made. And He is the engineer and the provider and the teacher of everything. A chicken is born of a hen. And automatically, Allah taught it. Allah made ilham to it. It starts pecking in the ground for its rosy. It doesn't look for the breast of the mother for milk. A human being's child is born, and automatically the child looks for the breast of the mother. He doesn't go pecking in the ground and digging in the ground, scratching for some food of it. Who did this? And every creation of it, whether it's an elephant, giraffe, camel, whale, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala. So that is Rabb. So this Mu'izza has come to you from your Rabb. Who is your... He is the one who made our oxygen for us. Who is the one who made the water? And oxygen alone was also not enough. If our lungs are not in order, you can have the best oxygen. But if your lungs are not working, what can you do? And you can have the best lungs, but if there is no oxygen, what are you going... Who made all this? Allahu Akbar, we cannot exhaust. Allah is infinite, unlimited. How great. So He has sent Mu'izza to you. So what a great kitab. How much when we take that kitab, but what reverence we should take it. But we just, how we handle the Quran, push it like this. Just with one hand this way, that way. That respect. And if there is an adab of the Quran, there will be no barakat in our reading. We won't have time to read. When we read, it will be just also, we are while reading also, talking to this person, talking to that person, and our thoughts are also all everywhere. What barakat will there be? So the adab of it are very, very important. May Allah give us all tawfiq to realize that what month Allah has given us, and what a kitab Allah has given us. And Allah has given it to us, the Muslims, we've got the greatest treasure. What are we worried of ruling the world? When we come right, Allah will give us the rulership of the world. We don't have to go for the rulership when we will come right. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah will give istikhlaf on the earth. When those amongst you, your iman, your amal come right, then Allah will give it automatically. But we're not capable. We can't control our eyes. Where are we going to control the country? We can't control our tongue. We can't control our... Where we can control our family? Where are we going to control the world? We've got big, big visions. But we can, ourselves, we are totally out of control. So may Allah Ta'ala let us realize what a month He has given us, appreciate it, and apply ourselves accordingly.